The sun was shining brightly as the sleek black sub slipped through the water. They were cruising on the surface with the diesel engine running. Lindy was on watch with binoculars at the open conning tower hatch. Robert and the others were down in the hole. They were heading toward the two islands they had not yet visited.
"There's something going on up ahead," Lindy called down to the others. "Looks like a boat in trouble."
"Let's take it down to periscope level," Jonathan said to Robert and Tim. "Switch over to battery drive." Lindy climbed down into the hole and closed the hatch after her. Jonathan ran up the periscope and began searching the horizon.
"I see it," he said. "There's a boat being towed by another one toward the island.
Let's see. That must be Monster Island." Traveling with just their periscope above the water's surface, the cousins sailed toward the boats.
"What's going on?" said Jonathan.
"They've got somebody in a life jacket tied up in the second boat."
"Let me see," said Lindy.
Lindy looked through the periscope.
"That's Skip's boat. They've got Skip tied up."
"Your new boyfriend?" said Tim.
"He's not my boyfriend," said Lindy. "But he did help us yesterday when our boat was sinking. We need to help him back."
"But if we rescue him, they'll find out about our sub," said Tim. "And we have to keep this sub top secret."
"Tim, we can't just leave him there," joined in Kimberly. "Besides, like Lindy said, he helped us."
"He seems like an honest guy," said Lindy.
"But we have to keep this sub a secret," said Tim adamantly.
"I agree," said Jonathan. "But we can do both."